Dr. Sebik dedi an office note on patient Gladys Williams, Willims, Gladys, Gladys, date of birth 11/19/1950, date of service 5/23/2024. Preparing up the patient, 73-year-old African American female, referred to see me by Dr. Choudhary, Choudhary, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Preparing up. Past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next osteoporosis, next hypothyroidism, next peripheral neuropathy, next GERD, next hyperlipidemia, next left carotid artery stenosis. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes bilateral cataract surgery and left carotid endarterectomy. Period. Allergies: patient is allergic to codeine, sulfine, and adhesive tape. Pure paragraph. Social history: patient lives with her brother, has no kids of her own, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She's a retired teacher. Family history: father with hypertension, diabetes type 2, mother had Parkinson and dementia, and brother with dementia. Immunization: patient received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph. Review of systems: reviews on and off headaches, palpitations positive, no cough, no shortness of breath, no nausea, no vomiting, occasional constipation, nocturia times 2, no staining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying, occasional leg swelling, while other systems are reviewed and are negative. Current medications are reviewed. They include the following: alendronate, chlortalidone, Plavix, disonide cream, gabapentin, hydralazine, hydroxyzine, lactulose, levothyroxine, metformin, metoprolol, pentoprazole, pravastatin, and spironolactone. The paragraph on physical exam of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid view bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no deep paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no S1H2, no mammary heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles, no which is heard abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly. No guarding rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is not focal. Investigations available to me include the following: hemoglobin A1C 6.6, TSH is 1.68. White count 7.1, hemoglobin 11.1, MCV 93, platelet count 301, glucose 100, BUN 24, creatinine 1.31, estimated GFR 43 ml per minute, potassium 3.7, total CO2 29, albumin 4.6, AST, ALT normals. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, diabetes, mellitus type 2, and use of diuretics. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies and serologic workup and quantification of proteinuria, if any. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension. Continue current management for now. We will review blood pressure log next visit. Next, hypothyroidism, continue thyroid replacement therapy. Next, osteoporosis, patients on alendronate. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Stable and controlled. Next, peripheral neuropathy on gabapentin. Next, GERD. Patient currently is on PPI. We may have to taper and discontinue her PPI. It has been implicated in cases of allergic interstitial nephritis and chronic tubular interstitial disease in the kidney. We will discuss this with the patient next visit after the workup is back. Next, hyperlipidemia, controlled on pravastatin. Continue for now. Good paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Choudhary, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 3 weeks for further workup and discussion of the workup, and I'll keep you updated on the progress. This is Dr. Saber dictating a renal consultation note. An office visit note on Gladys Williams. Please send a copy of this note to my office and copy to Dr. Choudhary, Choudd, HARY and the report thanks.